Rick was chosen for U.S.-British Test Pilot Exchange Program in 1992. We moved to the English countryside, where our marriage grew to a deeper level with no barriers standing between us. Later, Rick applied a fourth time for the space program and got the call from NASA. In Houston, no matter how tired Rick was after a long day of NASA training, he was 100% involved in family at home. There was no sweeter music to me than the sound of our kids laughing with their dad. I was anxious at Rick's first shuttle mission as pilot of the Discovery in 1999. The memory of the Challenger explosion was still clear. The Discovery mission was a success, so I was much at ease about Rick's next trip as commander of the Columbia, even though the launch date got put off several times. I peacefully watched the shuttle lift off last January 16th. Then 2 weeks later, as the Columbia entered the Earth's atmosphere, it broke apart. It was like watching my whole life break into pieces and fall from the sky. This February 27th would have been our 21st wedding anniversary. This last year has seemed very, very long. Grief seems to bring time to a halt. Yet love never stands still. Love is always going on. There was a voice deep inside me that assured me I would be okay. The same voice that had brought me comfort during the other hard times in my life. I knew I would have the strength to go on, and where that strength would come from. It was love that would save me now.